We went on a date and it's like, it was good. And then yet, like, I'm just tired of, like, I don't know. The bill came. The bill didn't come. He asked for the bill. And in French, he said, two bills. And then so they came. And I was like, if someone says, I want to take you out, then I want to be taken out, which means to me, to pay and whatever. So we did that. I paid and it's fine. And then after I was honest and I just said it, like, I don't know, because I said, like, yeah, I thought you were gonna take me out. And like, to me that means pay. And then suddenly his English wasn't so good anymore. When he was like, I don't understand what you mean.
I was honest and like, whatever, what else do I have to lose? I just want to be honest because there's a way that I want to be treated. And like, I might as well just tell someone, like, what else do I have to lose? I don't know. And then, like, afterwards, he was like, next time I'll pay. Like, unprompted, he said that after we were having another conversation. I said, okay. And then he said, are you free this week? And I said, yeah. And then I texted him after and I'm like, I had a nice time. Thanks. And then he read it and didn't respond. And it's like, okay, I don't know. Like, I'm just tired of. I'm happy I was honest. But, like, I just, like, want a fucking gentleman.
Impress me. Like, show me a good time. Make me laugh. Take me such and such. Like, show me you can something. Like, we're both meeting each other for the first time. Why is it that only one party should have to impress the other? Like, and I'm guessing the person that's like, you need to make me laugh, you need to, like, they're, I'm guessing, not up to make me laugh or like show me a good time. Because it really sounds like they're assuming that I'm going to plan the date, take them somewhere, pay for it, try to impress them. And I'm just realizing right now in this moment that this is because I'm looking for women. Maybe it's because I'm looking for women.
No, it definitely is.
Men, is this just often your experience?
Yes. Welcome to our world. And that's the issue. If you as a woman pay for the date, you don't have to worry about being entertainment. I'll show up to the restaurant on a unicycle juggling. You don't have to worry about being entertaining. And this is how you can understand that privilege is invisible to those who inherit it. She has went on dates with straight men. I'm sure she has in the past. And she doesn't even realize that those men had to plan and pay for those dates. There's a lack of respect and love for the game right now. Not only do you got to plan the dates, you got to pay for the dates, you got to be chivalrous on the dates, you got to be interesting, you have to act interested in the stuff that she says, and God forbid you show any signs of being human. They call those icks now. And there goes your $100 right out the window. And these ladies nowadays, they don't want to go to restaurants they can afford. They want to go to places they can't even afford. So you expect it to come out $150 off the date. And in this economy, that's insane. And you're doing that for a person that might not even be interested in you. In the past, a woman was only supposed to accept a date or accept gifts from men that they were actually interested in. That protected the women from being bought by men who had things. And it protected the men from spending money on women that don't even want them. Nowadays, there's a lack of love for the game. The women will take, you'll go take a woman on a date. She's not even interested in you. Not only that, but she's giving it away for free. And worst case scenario, she's giving away for free later on that night to some other dude, right? So there's just a lack of love for the game. And then people wonder why guys don't want to keep going on these dates. It's because it's unaffordable. Love is becoming unaffordable for a lot of guys. That's just where we are.
That a lot of the gender, the people you're trying to date are just wanting to be impressed by you, or like you're out for an interview. That's interesting. For me, it sucks, and I ignore all of the people that are behaving that way. But I just realized that I've heard this complaint, and I've brushed off this complaint as incelly behavior. Because, not this exact complaint, but just like, Okay, I have some thinking to do on that. I'm not excusing the incels or anything, I'm just realizing how much I hate being treated this way. And if, like,
so you hate being treated this way, and you can make a whole think piece about it, but because men are being treated that way and they complain about it, they're incels and Their voices are invalid for the exact same things that you're experiencing. It's crazy how women can't even admit the faults of other women without being vilified by it. Like, you're safe. It's okay. It's okay to say the incels are right on this one. I don't think the guys that are complaining about this are incels, but it's okay to say the incels are right about this one.
A large population of, because I'm also only getting a subset of women that are open to meeting other women. So I'm wondering if the super completely straight girls are even more like this, like the, because what falls in the same category is like, I want, I'm a passenger princess. I want like that type of vibe.
Oh, what's even worse is when you realize the straight women that are feminist are even like that. Because as soon as that bill come out, all of a sudden you want to get on your phone and start scrolling. All of a sudden, you don't believe in equality no more, right? So not only are the straight women thinking that way, the lesbian women, the straight women, and the women who claim that they don't even need men are thinking that way. It's crazy.
Feels like they don't have anything to offer. Like, I'm supposed to offer everything. And now I'm wondering if... And obviously part of the reason, if it is true that this is men's experience, like what I'm experiencing now is men's common experience, would be partly because it is the case that women have a lot, generally, that women have a lot of choices and men have fewer choices.
Yep, that's part of it.
That seems to be the case, currently at the very least. But I certainly have never struggled to get a date or a boyfriend or like anything at all. And obviously there are a lot of people out there that are a lot more attractive than I am that, you know, probably just know it and maybe date in a way where they just sit back and say, impress me.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Now, this doesn't excuse any of the type of garbage I hear from guys, because the obvious next thing is just like, don't try to connect with those people.
Enough with the disclaimers. Just talk. You don't have to throw men into this and shit on men. This ain't got nothing to do with men. This is about you and your lesbian escapades. We're just listening in because it's interesting to see that you only understand us once it's you the one that has to foot the bill and plan the date and you realize how much effort goes into it. But other than that, this has got something to do with you and your lesbian friends. We just listening in on this one.
Obviously. So that's completely on you if that's who you're going after, because she's pretty. Like, in that case, if you're deciding like that person's a yes for you because she's really hot, then that's the deal you're making. Like, she put her effort in to looking the way that she looks that made you so into it that you didn't care that she said all those things. So you guys are entering into a little social contract of your own here, and that's going to be on both of you as adults. But I will say that I personally do not like it when the girl just says, show me a good time, make me laugh, I'm a passenger princess.
Yeah, but you're literally doing the same thing. She's literally doing the same things that the guys are doing when they complain about these things happening on dates. She's literally signing up for the same quote-unquote social contract when she goes on dates with these women. The problem is you don't know all the time. And so what guys are doing now, and let me sit you down a little, bro. Let me go ahead and sit her down real quick and just have this conversation. What's really sobering for men is when you are ever in a position in life where you realize that all of the hoops that women make you jump through as a man, they only make you do that if they don't really like you. And that's the bigger issue with the dates nowadays. There are a lot of women that don't even require dates from men that they like. There are women that will go up to the men that they like and tell them that they like them for the ones that they actually like. And so for guys, when we even have to go out of our way to take you on a date, we feel like we're already put in this box where you're making us jump through these hoops to get something that a guy's already gotten for free or a guy might be getting tonight for free. And at the end of it, is it even going to be worth it? I'm not sure. I know if you're a guy and if a woman comes up to you and she likes you, it's probably because you're attractive. If you get to the point where you're on a date, you better be funny or you better have some money. Like, I was a guy, I ran Division I track and I played rugby for the USA national team. So I've seen how women respond to guys that they actually like. And I'm not saying it's a good thing, but when women actually like guys, they go up to them. They ask for their phone numbers. They dance in front of these guys to entice them into starting a conversation with them. They don't care if you got a woman. Hell, some of them don't even care if you got a job. They just like you. So when you a guy and you already got to jump through these hurdles, you feel like you're working in a deficit. And that's why there's just going to be fewer and fewer dates, because women are just giving it up for free. And men have come to realize if they like you, you don't even really got to pay for dates.
Ever entertain it for a second. All right, that was a huge... I got off track there. This video is way too long to post anyway.